Kid tested. Celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot Girl and That Guy show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and the rest of you. It is the Hot Girl and That Guy show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
Yes, you are. And here we are once again.
You're not playing It's Raining Men for me?
Hell to the no. You know, it's Sunday night. When did we switch to Sundays?
When I have rehearsals on Mondays and you got a real job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember?
I did. I forgot totally about that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I'm like so used to Monday nights. And now I'm like, what night is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, after I'm done with this one, then I start another show. But then after that show, which should be in the end of August, then we can go back to Mondays if you want.
No, I'm good. I'm good with
Sundays.
I'm not
at a funny farm by then. Good
yeah,
God.
Exactly. No, it was, it's been weird, you know, but we're getting out there. We got more listeners.
Yay!
Now, if we
people
just,
listen.
Yeah, go to our like social media, you son of a bitch. Go to Facebook and and Twitter and find us on there. Hot girl, that guy, or hot
you
girl underscore.
Bitch.
Yeah,
that's a great way to talk to our listeners.
Our
hey,
listener.
You asshole!
Yeah, asshole. Just fucking go to our site.
Before I come over there and kick you in the
vagina.
Streaming
live tonight on, what is it, the Podcast Addict feed.
Oh, we are?
Still.
Oops.
Yeah, we always are. Yeah, 3 Muse Radio coming soon, 3muse.com. At 3MUS.com, just because I found a four-letter domain name, which is gold, evidently. So I had to work it into the name. So yeah, it's 3 Muse Radio and three times the music, three times the fun.
Well, what's wrong with four times or five times the music?
And what's the three times? Well, I mean, three times the music is, you know, three times more than we play now.
And there's only two of us. Yeah. So why isn't it just two times the fun?
But it's
who's the
three.
Third? Oh, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. No, but it's going to have our show, of course, Hot Girl, That Guy. HotGirlThatGuy.com. And I'm doing that for all the people that, you know, aren't on the internet and the social media. You son of a bitch. Go to our website. Go to our Facebook page. It's all linked up. But no, 3 Muse is coming and Cabeza Show is coming back. Maybe.
Awesome.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Before the end of time, maybe even a little show called Haunted After Hours will come back.
I would love that.
But
I think I have some people interested in that.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty awesome.
We definitely have to work out a time to do it.
Let's talk some ghosty.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll throw all those up there and then people will listen to them on a regular scheduled basis. And then we can listen to some music when we're not on and it'll be fun.
Speaking of ghosty, did you see that there's going to be a new Paranormal Activity movie coming out? God, they turn those out every year.
I know, and you know, and I really wish I hadn't seen that it was coming out.
Why?
I don't like those movies, even though like the producers of like from 3 on have been the producers of the Saw movies.
Right.
I just. No.
And 3 on have been the best, except for the Oxnard one that
Oxnard?
Had Oxnard, which actually was just filmed in South LA, actually.
Yeah.
But they called it Oxnard.
Like they do.
Yeah. You know, about 100 miles apart, but that's okay.
Like they do. Yeah. So it was, no.
Oh, it looks so good, though.
No, it doesn't.
It looks so good.
You know what? The first 3. made me feel like I was on drugs because I thought they were going to be really good movies. And when I came out, I was like, I must have been on drugs to think those would ever be good movies.
You know what? The first one was okay. I think 2 and 3 got good and 4 was stupid. And then I think this is 5. Is this 5?
Probably.
I don't even know.
Hopefully they do the Saw thing and stop after 7.
Well, so no, they need to go anymore. On forever and
that's
ever.
That's what I said about Saw too, but they just...
It'll come back. And somebody will come back.
They left it open to reboot it, but I don't think they will.
Yeah. Wait,
what? They've mentioned that they're talking.
Oh, was it a Hostel? I think it was a Hostel movie, not a Saw movie that I saw. The last Hostel? Where... Or is this in Saw? I don't, because I try not to watch Saw because I saw the first one and that freaked me out. I can't watch people getting cut up when they're alive. That's just
they do
awful.
It themselves.
I know, but maybe it's Hostel where it's this really big mega company that's underground that people pay money to kill other people.
Yeah, that's Hostel.
Okay, it's Hostel. Okay, yeah. I saw the last one. That was actually pretty damn good.
Yeah, the third one, I guess, was Hostel 3. It was a straight-to-video one, but it took place in Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, this one took place in, like, the Ukraine or something.
It was, one of the
I saw the ones. First Hostel, which was literally about a hostel.
Yeah, that became that, you know. But and then the second one was the first one redone with a primarily female cast.
Oh.
It was almost they
just
could have
the big
just
TNA movie.
Yeah, exactly. And then the third one was set in Vegas, which was kind of cool, but it's like
there's
you
nothing
can't do
nothing scary about Vegas. So
oh, there's a lot scary about Vegas. But but like movies like Hostel, movies like say Sixth Sense we talked about last time.
Yeah.
You can't do a sequel to Sixth Sense.
No, of course not. But because you can with Hostel.
You know, yeah, but except
it's no longer about a hostel. I don't
exactly
really
so
understand.
Don't call it Hostel anymore.
No,
just call it
call
big
it
company where people pay to kill people.
Yeah, company death. You know? Yeah.
Murder Incorporated.
Right, exactly.
Fun. Copyright Chad and Kim.
But Murder Inc. Hey, but didn't it sort of kind of get you to think that there might be places like that exist?
Oh, God, you know there is.
Oh, God, that's so fucking creepy. Oh, that scares the crap out of me. That they kidnap people and then people pay good money to kill these people in any way they want. Oh, and then, of course, they're not going to talk about it because then they will get killed, right? There's that little catch-22 thing is, wow.
You know, I met a guy once that was huge into horror movies. He loved Halloween. He loved the Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Classics.
The classics. Yeah, he liked the current ones. He liked Paranormal Activity. But absolutely would not watch Saw and Hostel.
Too realistic?
He said, because that shit could happen.
It could. That's exactly how
there's
I
somebody
feel.
That's just off kilter enough that that shit could happen.
I think we're going to read someday that those extreme haunted houses has something to do with that.
Yeah.
I bet you those people are really getting tortured.
I had a dream
people
once
don't
that,
really
that
know.
Was a movie I made.
What?
I made a movie where it was a haunted house and it was like run by serial killers and they were.
Well, they have to be to be that crazy.
Pulling
sure.
People out of it and killing them.
Actors are crazy. I don't know if we're that crazy, but. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're finding out, aren't you?
I am. It's so fun.
So how was 4th of July West Coast style?
I stayed home. Mm-hmm. I went out on the 3rd of July and saw fireworks from the barn. You've been to the barn.
I have.
And we're on top of a hill. So yeah, I met some of my horse people and we sat up on the hill and watched fireworks without the music. So it really wasn't as exciting as it is, you know, when there's music attached to it.
Yeah.
But and then yesterday I just stayed home and I drank mimosas all day.
Should have done the show yesterday.
I know, seriously. I mean, all day. I had like five of them. I spread them out, and right now I'm finishing the rest of the champagne straight up.
Straight up.
How was your fourth?
What a classy gal you is.
I is hey, and is good cheap shit too, so
Well,
don't
see,
judge.
last week I said that I had no plans,
Right.
no kids, nothing to do. Well, I
Right.
ended up having kids with
Oh.
my kid,
Okay, good.
just the 90-year-old man.
Right.
But I got a phone call at work Thursday morning, and my ex-wife's brother was in a motorcycle accident.
Oh my God.
And is in, as they say in the on the news, he is in serious but stable condition. So
Oh.
thank goodness for that. But
Yeah.
it was kind of last ditch. Can you watch the kid all weekend? So I just happened to be off Friday. So after work Thursday, I went down, picked him up, and we spent the weekend together. And being the old man he is, he didn't want to do shit. And
Oh, he didn't want to go see
I
fireworks or
said, "You want to
anything.
go see fireworks?" He's like, "Oh, they're so loud."
Old
And
is he?
90. I said, and I was
You're so
even, I
loud.
know, and I was even willing to splurge. I was like, "Okay, let's go to Baltimore."
Ooh. Now, what's
And
it like to just drive to another state?
I know.
What's that like?
I
I mean, if
know.
I want to drive to another state, I have to plan 8 hours
Yeah.
just to get out of California.
Yeah. Two
Seriously.
hours, I'm there.
Oh my God.
In fact, I went and saw a movie tonight in another state.
You
And I
seriously.
was home in 45 minutes after the
I don't know what that's like.
movie. So, no, I said, "Hey, let's." I said, "Do you want to go to Baltimore? And we can stay in a hotel and walk down to the Inner Harbor, and they shoot off fireworks there." And he's,
Will you quit burping?
"I'm sorry, I just soded
You're
it
so
up.
full of gas today.
I busted into my Father's Day gift. I got a little bit of Jameson's going here." So,
Oh, nice.
but
He turned it down.
oh my God, I said, "You want to go to Baltimore and watch fireworks over there?" He's like, "Oh Lord, no. The last time, the last time I went to Baltimore on a field trip, we went to the aquarium, and there were all these weirdos trying to get in to my field trip."
To his field trip. It's so sad he has a poor memory of Baltimore.
But your field trip.
Collections.
Okay, so here's what my vision is. Okay, there it's Baltimore, so it's all weirdos. But he went on a field trip to the aquarium that's in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore,
Okay.
and there were probably normal people off the streets, tourists, trying
Sure.
to go to the aquarium also. But because he went on a field trip, he thinks that it's his bus's aquarium for the day.
Oh, I get it. Yes, he
These
false sense of
weirdos,
reality.
are trying to get into my aquarium, and
This trip of Japanese people trying to get into my
they
aquarium.
let me tell you about the Chinaman and his people that were trying
China.
to the trying to they had
Oh
they've got 10 cameras around their necks, and they're walking like
And
cattle.
fanny packs.
And they're walking like cattle behind their ringleader, who's holding a flag on a stick above their head so they don't get lost. I was in Korea,
I don't
and
hell no.
I don't want no Chinaman coming into my aquarium. I spent 2 years in Korea,
Korea.
knee deep in bull haircuts, and I don't want to see that when I'm at the aquarium.
He does sound like an old vet.
So that's, yeah, that's exactly what he said to me. He's a no Chinaman. And he was knee deep in bull haircuts.
You know where my play is right now? It's on the wharf. It's on the water in Oxnard. And
do they have a Chinaman there?
They do. They do. Actually, the Chinaman came off the bus, and I thought, why bring them here? It was like the most boring part of the wharf, and that's where they took them.
They said, "Hey, Chinaman, come here, watch this play with this blonde chick that's going." This blonde broad is going crazy playing a shrink.
I'm supposed to be a Hooters waitress playing a shrink, which is the funniest part, because I do not have Hooters boobs at all.
Have you watched the YouTube videos about how
But I guess compared to the rest of the Chinamen, I do. So.
But have you watched the YouTube videos about how to give yourself cosplay boobs?
I must increase my bust that way.
No, it's like they show you how to push them up and up and out, so it looks like you can go from like a small B to like a triple D looking.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
to check that out, as long as my computer doesn't get a virus, I guess it's okay. They're putting me in tight sweaters and big bras, so.
Yeah, you gotta watch that. The
broad, oh, and I'm a lesbian too.
And the broad on the broad on the YouTube, she's got some big cans on her. Okay, that's enough.
Now your son's getting out of control.
I know. I told him that's enough. It's
okay, good. Or he's gonna get a spanking.
I know.
Do
you want to play the PlayStation? I'll tell you what, I'll play that PlayStation any GD time I want.
GD time. That's what my uncle says. I tell you what. He starts every sentence with, I tell you what. And then he spits in like a can. He spits his tobacco in a Pepsi can. Hey,
he's one of them rednecks.
Oh, yeah. He used to work for NASCAR.
We got those here. Oh, boy, we got them. Holy.
In Baltimore, right?
No, we got them here in the Delaware.
In the Delaware.
Holy sweet Jesus.
In Dover.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet baby Christ in a crib. Let me tell you about the rednecks out here.
No, seriously. In my play, I play a Hooters waitress that's a turned psychiatrist with big boobs that is a lesbian, and I hook up with a black cop, female cop. She's actually quite pretty. And then my director, now see, I can talk about this because I don't post our show on my Facebook page. And then my director, right in the middle of rehearsal, because, you know, I am not gay, although there's totally nothing wrong with it. And I think if a girl hit on me and wanted to make out, I totally would. I would have a lesbian night, but one night.
Oh.
But I need a guy. I like the boys. So anyway, the director right in the middle of rehearsal goes, "Are you gay?" And I've known this man for like 10 years. He's just now asking me this. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And then here I am sitting next to this woman who I honestly don't know is gay or not, because she actually plays it very well. So yeah, it's, you can tell this play was written by a guy. The word dyke bitch comes up, and I actually think he might be homophobic by the way it's written, maybe.
He's got an axe to grind, huh?
He's a little conflicted. Here he wants us to get together, but yet he uses these words that are really, really bad, and I'm sure he's using it for artistic reasons.
Shock value.
Yeah, shock value. And that's probably why the play was chosen. But hey, I got my hands full. I don't know how
no
to play
pun
any
intended.
Of this. I don't know how to play Hooters waitress or a lesbian. So, and a psychiatrist.
Well, I've been to the Hooters here, and not many girls here are qualified to work there either. So.
Oh, seriously? Oh, that's so sad.
Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, that's so sad.
But they look good in those short shorts.
Yeah, as long as they look good, you know, they have a cute little hiney, then that's okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's not called Heinies, though. It's called Hooters. So they should, like, cross out the Hooters and write Heinies.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to open me a place and call it Heinies.
Totally. totally should. And they just wear little short shorts.
That's right.
Sure, exploit women. Go ahead. I'm totally for it.
All about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we both saw chick flicks.
Talking about exploiting.
Oh, wait. I got to finish my old man story.
Oh, please do.
Well, no, it's not even an old man story. It was just... So Thursday night, Friday all day, Saturday, majority of the day, was me sitting on the couch watching him play PlayStation.
You were not partaking?
No, I was just letting him go.
Oh, wow.
He's got a PlayStation 3, and I've got a PlayStation 4, so it's like he wins the lottery when he comes to my house. Cause
that and that pretty awesome TV you got hanging on your wall,
exactly.
Too.
And now I got surround sound for it, so, you know, it's like the whole house is shaking with the explosions on it and stuff.
Is he playing shoot 'em up movies? Is he playing...
Oh, yeah, he loves the just blowing random shit up and having a good old time.
Wow.
And I'm watching him and I'm just giggling at him. Oh, watch this. I can't leave the room because if I do, it's like, oh, watch this. And so Saturday, 4th of July, just out of nowhere, he just shuts everything off and walks out of the room. Doesn't say a word. He just shuts everything off, walks out of the room. Keep in mind, for a couple of days now, I've been like, do you want to go do this? No. Do you want to do this? No. I'm like, hey, do you want to... He's like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm starving. Oh, do you want to go get something to eat? No, I'm good.
Okay.
And then I'll walk in the kitchen and he's got his head in the fridge.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, you want to go get something to eat? No. No.
He's so funny. What is he going to turn into?
I don't know.
What kind of human being is this little guy going to be?
I know. He's going to live in his mom's basement until he's 40.
Or dad's.
No, his mom's.
With the cats.
Yeah.
And the stray cats. Yeah. And apparently the heat.
And the birds.
And the birds.
Yeah. So you know, he just gets up, walks out of the room, shuts everything off, walks out of the room. And I'm sitting on the couch, like, watching him.
And he... Wait, you were in the room with him when he stopped playing? And he just shuts everything off?
Yeah, and I just kind of look up. I had my laptop. Okay. I had my laptop. I was reading some ScanBC and some weird news articles and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just kind of popped up, you know, look over the top of the laptop, watch him walk out of the room. And I just kind of sit there for a minute, wait for him to come back. Figured, oh, he just went to the bathroom. But why did he turn everything off? It's kind of weird. And I wait. And then he comes around the corner, fully dressed, baseball hat on. He's like, I'm ready to go to the park now.
You need some fresh air.
And I'm like, it wasn't even on the table, sir.
Oh, that's great.
I can't sit in here all day playing video games. I got to go out. I'm a young boy. I got to go run and get air in my lungs.
That's pretty great. Yeah,
I was like, okay, so let's go. So. We went out, Fourth of July, we went to the park for a couple hours, ran around, tried to fly a kite, but as soon as we got there, the wind stopped, so that didn't happen.
Right.
Kicked a ball around, walked on the trail a couple times, and then head back here, burgers on the grill kind of thing. Just,
yum.
You know, just, you know, very traditional American. You know, America right there.
Son, father, outing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, and then we finished up with some more video games and we were done.
Hey, I'm glad that it was him that decided he wanted to go outside and play. And it wasn't you pressuring him to go outside and play.
Yeah, he's just, I'm ready to
that
go.
That decision
now.
Was his. Yeah, yeah. I'm ready to go to the park now. Oh, well.
didn't even ask.
Let me get my pants on.
Yeah. Can I get dressed first? Fuck.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that was that. That was my weekend. I took him home.
Awesome.
But we both went and saw chick flicks.
Yes. Oh, my God. Did I ever.
You know. Now, we didn't see the same one.
No, and I tried to talk you into it, and you're like, hell no. Am I going to go
now,
see Magic Mike XXL?
Yeah. Now, I have no objection to going and seeing Magic Mike. I saw the first one.
Oh, it's so much better than the first one, too.
And I liked the first one. I saw it on DVD.
Yeah.
But much like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my God.
It's too late for me to go see it now because I can't go after the very first showing because I'm not a fan of sticky seats.
Yes, sticky seats is absolutely right.
You know,
and I went to the 21 and over showing, so you get booze included with your booze and popcorn, by the way, and champagne and popcorn. Not a great mix, but it was fine. And so all the people in there were over 21, and I mean, like, way over 21. Like 40s and up, and sticky seats is an understatement. It was a tsunami. That movie. But you know what's cool about that movie is there's no Matthew McConaughey, who I'm not a huge fan of, and I didn't quite care for him in the first one. I don't find him sexy enough to be getting stripperfied. But the writing in this was so good and friggin' funny to me. I was like, I think a lot of it might have been improv too. The guys were hilarious. The guys were so friggin' funny. I enjoyed the writing, just like, you know, when you read Playboy for the articles. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Watched it for the writing
and the acting, of course.
Joe Manganiello, what's his name?
I don't know.
Joe, the big guy in True Blood, who played a werewolf.
Whatever you say.
The one who's engaged to Sofia Vergara.
Sounds good.
You know who she is, right?
Yeah, I know who she is.
Okay, yeah.
Of course I know who that is.
This guy is stunning. He's much more pretty than Channing Tatum, but and Jada Pinkett Smith was in it. And she was hot. She played an MC.
She was in the first season of Gotham.
She is so sexy. Because they needed, I guess, the thing, we missed like the first 10 minutes because we were drinking. We were drinking. Yeah, there's a beautiful bar outside the theater. In the theater, but outside of the actual doors. And so by the time we got in there, we missed the first 10 minutes. But I guess the boys are headed to, I guess there's a convention in, like a strippers convention in Myrtle Beach every year.
Why not?
I think it's a great idea. And the Magic Mike group were going, and they needed an MC because their MC, who's not nearly as cute as Jada Pinkett Smith, crashed his ice cream truck. Seriously, his ice cream truck. And she had to MC, and she was hot, smoking hot, smoking hot. It was that movie. I can't stand it. I cannot. Oh my God. And did you ever watch Community?
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Glover.
Yeah.
From Community was in it.
He was here 2 weekends ago.
Doing what?
He's in a band.
Yes, he is a singer.
Yep. And he performed at the Firefly Music Festival.
Oh, was he any good?
I don't know. I didn't go.
Oh, he was good in Magic Mike because he was singing and stripping. I was like, whoa, this is so bizarre. Did you ever watch So You Think You Can Dance?
No.
Okay. Well, there's this amazing.
Is it on Netflix? No. So I didn't watch it.
There's this dancer. His name is Twitch. And he's this hot black guy that's. I guess I don't know what kind of dancing it's called, but he was in it, and he would do scenes, dancing scenes with Chad and Channing Tatum and
with Chad, you
know, with Chad, he'd do these hot scenes with Chad. So it was fun to see these people out of their element and in this movie. The movie was really funny. The guys were their chemistry together was hilarious, and I have to see it again just to catch those little nuances because I was too busy looking at the pretty bodies.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe would do like the scene in a mini mart. And all I could think of the whole time I was watching the movie was, why the fuck wasn't I that extra? I could have been that extra. These people had no lines, but these hot guys danced around them and sat on their laps and threw them up in the air. And these girls just threw money at them. I mean, there's an entire, the last hour is spent at the convention with these guys dancing. And can you imagine what a day's work was like for these ladies? Oh my God, I got to go back to the set and get paid $7 an hour. Life is so hard. You know, and here these guys are like literally stripping. It was so good. The first one might as well have not even existed. So if you liked the first one, Chad, and this comes out on video, I highly recommend you rent it. Fast forward through the scenes you're uncomfortable watching or, you know, that might make you feel terrible about your manhood.
I don't want to see Channing Tatum's swinging his schlong around.
Yeah, you do. Oh, and then so there's drunk older women everywhere in this theater. This is a very ruckus theater. And one, I guess, decided she had to get up and leave and go to the bathroom, and she fell down the stairs.
Nice.
And I'm all, man down. And the whole theater was erupting in laughter. I felt sorry for her. Wow. I never pick on people like that. I'm not a bully, but boy, that was really fucking funny. Anyway, yeah.
Nice.
Magic Mike XXL did not disappoint. Excellent. At all. So, excellent. Go see it.
And
go
mostly spoiler free.
Oh, I mean, what else are they going to do? They're going to strip.
Yeah. Sorry, spoilers.
But seriously, the writing
was really...
You get
to see
really...
Channing Tatum schlong.
Well, and then they would do these things like...
I mean, at least the first one. I mean, they didn't bury the lead. They gave you exactly what you wanted in the first shot.
Yeah. And I guess it's based on the fact that Channing Tatum used to be a stripper before he became a actor?
Actor.
I didn't know that.
Did you put that in quotes? I did.
An actor. And he's not perfect, you know. No. He doesn't have that perfect face. But they would do these scenes where, oh my God, Joe, the hot guy, is going to strip, and they cut to a kitchen scene. And you're like, wait, what? And then the guy, and then, you know, Channing would go, do you know what's happening in there? And I'd be like, no, I don't, because you cut to the fucking kitchen scene. Who cares? Let me see him take his shirt off again, please. It was really good. So go see it. This got two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up from you. Excellent.
And a little bit more, some perky nipples out of that too. So yeah. So four thumbs up.
Tsunami. I think that's weird.
So what chick flick did you see? Not nearly as good as the one I saw.
No. No, no, not at all. I went with a friend to see a movie called Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl.
Nice. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, neither have I.
Or
it won a bunch of awards at Sundance.
That's why. Okay. Yep.
It's one of those like Fault in Our Stars,
yes,
Notebook kind of movies.
Didn't
more,
see that either.
More fault in Our Stars.
I read The Notebook, which was really good, but I didn't see The Notebook. Yeah.
Not a love movie.
Oh,
and
good.
This was a very funny, movie. The younger people in it, all unknowns, except for the dying girl. I put that in quotes. She's on the TV show Bates Motel. She plays young Norman Bates friend from school.
Oh, the one that has the
oxygen tank.
The oxygen tank girl.
Yeah. So Bates Motel, she's got an oxygen tank. This one, she's got leukemia.
Nice.
Talk about shit typecasting.
Seriously. Oh, we need a sick girl. Let's call her.
Yeah.
She's good at playing a sick
poor
girl.
Thing. You know, bless her heart for
I know.
Bless her poor little heart. but like the adults in it, Molly Shannon was in it.
Mm-hmm.
From
I remember Molly Shannon, yeah, sure.
Superstar.
Yeah. Saturday Night Live. That's a name you haven't heard in a while.
Exactly. And she was the girl's mom, who was always drunk. I guess
nice.
You know, her daughter's sick, so she's always drunk. And whenever the high school boys would come over to visit the girl, she would always like greet him at the door and hug him. And it's like, oh, thank you so much for coming over. It's so good to see you.
You can go to jail for that.
You are so, so handsome. And it just got more awkward as the movie went on.
Oh my God.
And yeah, she was amazing in it. And then one of the kids' dads was I can't think of his name, Jeff Osterman, the guy from Parks and Rec.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
Yeah, he's the boss on there, but he was really funny too. But these kids, the two main boys in it, me and Earl, not me.
Oh, okay, so it's two guys.
Yeah, two
Earl
guys.
And me, whoever
me
is.
Earl and the dying girl.
Okay.
They take classic movies and give them a stupid name and remake them as funny movies, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like they did Clockwork Orange, but it was a Sockwork Orange, and it was like they redid it with sock puppets.
Awesome.
You know,
can't go wrong with sock puppets.
Yeah, and it was just it was cute and hokey, and there was a lot of great lines, and it was really a funny, just a funny, it was a funny movie. It was
so you enjoyed it.
I really did enjoy it.
Good,
and it's
good.
You know, it's
not all chick flicks are bad.
No,
you know?
And I won't say it was more of one of those like tween movies.
Oh.
You know, it was for it was definitely for a younger crowd, like a high school crowd. You know, because mm-hmm. it talked about like the kid is like the awkward kid that tries to stay under the radar through high school. He tries to avoid all the cliques, but he talks about it where he refers to the cliques as independent nations. And he's chosen to get a passport to every nation.
Nice.
And he learns their language and just kind of freely visits who he wants at different times.
That's great.
And
if you have a passport, you can go anywhere.
Yeah, but his friend in it, his best friend, they've been best friends. They're in high school, senior year of high school, and his best friend since kindergarten. He doesn't refer to as his friend. He calls him his coworker because they make the movies together. But he's afraid to call anybody a friend because he doesn't want to let down his friends or have them decide that they're not friends anymore. So to
friends
avoid
suck.
That, yeah.
I'm just saying they do. They suck. That's why you and I aren't friends.
Exactly. That's
we're coworkers.
We hate each other's guts.
Absolutely.
So it was.
That's why we live so far apart.
It was a good movie, but it's like I knew what I was in for. You know, I walk up to buy the tickets. I couldn't remember the long name, you know, me and Earl and the dying girl. I won't forget it now, but I walk up and I'm like, I'm here to see the cancer movie. And they knew what I was talking about. They're like, I never heard of this. And I said, I don't think anybody has. First, you know, I was so excited. I was the first one there ever. No, but, you get in there and you've got a couple of couples here and there, and there are maybe six
aww,
people.
Their girlfriends made them go.
And then these two women walk in right before the movie starts and sits down, and I'm like, oh, look at them. Congratulations. No,
and they're like, for what? This is my sister.
Oh, sorry. I just assumed you know this movie, you guys. No. Right? But then like during the movie, there was like an old dude in glasses and a baseball hat that came in by himself, sat on the end of an aisle right toward the front, stayed for about 10 minutes and left. And I was like,
oh,
that's creepy.
Wow, okay. They're like, oh, this isn't the porno we thought it was going to be.
He's like,
I was
me
at
and Earl and the dying girl.
Oh. There's nothing sexier than that.
Yeah.
A cancer movie. I was at Panda Express.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you wait in line, you know, to get to the first part where they give you chow mein and rice. And there was this couple that kept like pinching each other and kissing on each other as we're standing in line. And this guy could not keep his hands off of this girl. And I was so uncomfortable standing behind them thinking, this is Panda Express. Families eat here. And she's wearing these tiny little shorts. She was, you know, working at Heine's and she had these tiny little shorts on. And he was just like,
they're a close family. Okay.
Oh my God! But you know, I was uncomfortable, and I'm not usually uncomfortable.
They're a close family.
Yeah.
You know, if he loves his sister, that's fine.
We don't have that here in California.
Okay.
That's a Baltimore thing. Cousin, nice. Speaking of hot men and stuff, would you like to hear some really good things about men's orgasms?
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Have you ever had a multiple orgasm? Did you know men could do that?
Yeah. I knew men could do that, but as a guy, no, I don't think so.
Well, because you guys usually need like a 30-minute cooling off period between
at least 30 days. I don't know.
30 days. But it is possible to train yourself to have multiple orgasms.
Ooh, tell me.
Well, I guess you have to like change up sexual positions and manage your testosterone levels. I have no idea how to say that. There was no YouTube video on this, or I was afraid to say. But I guess you can train yourself to have multiple orgasms. Girls are so lucky. We are so, so lucky in that. Have you heard of... Now, we talked last week about stubbing.
Yeah.
Have you heard of dry dick?
No.
It's a dry orgasm known as a retrograde orgasm. And it can occur when the semen travels up to the bladder instead of through the shaft of the penis during an orgasm. Can you get pregnant like that? I know, right? You can get yourself pregnant.
Maybe that's what happened to me.
Oh, my God. It just means – and you got to see a doctor if that happens. So if you have an orgasm and it doesn't come out, it's somewhere else in your body.
Maybe that's what happened to me.
It's terrible. Has that happened? You got pregnant?
Well, I mean, it's like I've gained weight since I got my gallbladder out, but I really thought they cut out the gallbladder and put a baby in there because
they might have.
I feel it kick in from time to time.
It's a food baby. That's a food baby. Did you know that regular ejaculation can lower risks of cancer?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
no
just when you thought
about that, then. Thank Christ.
By 20%, but you have to do it at least 20 times a month.
Oh, I got that covered.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I guess that counts. Yeah, regular ejaculation doesn't mean that you have to have a partner, so your hand should be fine. Are you a left-handed guy or a right-handed guy?
I'm a right-handed guy.
All right. Do you ever do left-handed?
Yeah,
is it kind of awkward?
You gotta change it up, get some strange.
Do you? Gotta get some strange. It just doesn't feel right, but it's exotic enough. Have you ever faked it?
But I like it.
Have you ever faked it?
No.
You've just stopped. If you would just stop. Did you know that 28% of guys actually fake it though?
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to fake.
And the reasons include brewer's droop,
AKA whiskey dick.
Yeah, right. A brewer's droop. I thought that was funny. And wanting to go to bed. So these 28% of guys either were too drunk or
like
they just wanted to sleep.
Out of shape and fucking old.
Yeah. I hate brewer's droop. It is so frustrating as a woman because then you have to tie it up just to get the blood flowing in the right.
Just tie it up.
You take a shoelace and you tie it up and the thing works fine. It can cure a headache. Because an orgasm floods the brain with the similar type of endorphins that causes runner high. It's more fun than running, though, I would assume.
Yeah.
Orgasms are better during sex. Just so you know. Have fun
with... water's better when it's wet. The fuck kind of fact is that? Hot coffee's better when it's hot.
Hot and coffee. Women and men both release 400% more prolactin, which is an ecstasy-inducing hormone. 400%. That's a lot. It's better than three times. So more than you do after masturbation. So give your left hand a break.
Okay.
The best swimmers, they come first. So if you're if you're trying to get someone pregnant, the first swimmers have the best quality DNA, just so you know. And it's super duper fast.
Not a problem for me.
What, having good swimmers?
Yeah. Don't have any good swimmers.
Oh, you have terrible swimmers.
No mo. Isn't it sad?
Yeah, it's very sad.
But at this age, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
you don't need any surprises.
I just got dead swimmers now.
They're drowned victims.
Yeah, they're as lazy as I am. They're just like, fuck it.
They're on like a lazy river.
Yeah.
They're singing in inner tubes. I'm going down the lazy river. Look, we're in the bladder now. Never mind.
Abort. No pun intended. No.
I didn't even catch it when you said it. Sperm is really fast. Did you know that when you ejaculate, it's 28 miles per hour?
Yeah.
The fastest sprinter in the world. Right. The fastest sprinter in the world is only 27 miles per hour. And so your sperm can ejaculate faster than that. So there's your orgasm tips. Just so you are now prepared.
I'm in the know now.
Now you're in the know.
In the know. The more you know. Bring.
Right? So yeah.
Nice. You're exhausted after that. You're a little winded after that.
I am. Yeah. Nothing like a good orgasm.
Mike, orgasms. Now you're like,
oh God. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you come home going, why don't I have a boyfriend? Oh, the pearl rabbit will do just fine. Anyway, do we have any Scan BC stuff?
We got a couple of things.
Cool.
Not necessarily Scan BC. That'll come later. But are you a grammar Nazi?
No, I suck at grammar.
You do?
I do, and I'm a writer.
I've met some serious grammar Nazis.
Okay, really?
Yeah, serious.
Oh, that's so sad. They need to get a life.
You know, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen. But it's in Ohio.
Okay.
Ho-hi-ho. Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus country.
The headline here, and, you know, I wanted to think of a way to read this where it wouldn't spoil it, but no, it's right here. Parking ticket tossed because of bad grammar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Middletown, Ohio. An appeals court has agreed with an Ohio woman who said her parking citation should be tossed because the village law, it's one of those small towns because they're villages.
Yeah.
A village law was missing a comma.
What?
Yeah, the woman issued a citation based on, in 2014, based on the wording of the law enacted by the village of West Jefferson, Ohio. The law lists several types of vehicles that cannot be parked longer than 24 hours, including, quote, motor vehicle, camper, with a comma missing between vehicle and camper. She said her pickup truck did not fit that definition. The village says the law's meaning is clear in context, but Judge Robert, I don't know where George came from, but Judge Robert Hendrickson of the 12th Ohio District Court of Appeals said in last week's ruling that West Jefferson should amend the law if it wants it read differently.
God, she skated out of that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
That is smart. Now, you said you wanted to talk ghosty stuff?
Yeah.
How about the boogeyman?
No. Not... That and Bloody Mary? No, 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 no. Just kidding.
Well, did you know that our parents have been lying to us?
The boogeyman doesn't exist?
No, the boogeyman is real.
Oh, no.
They lied to us saying it's not real, but it is real. A 3-year-old boy in New Zealand found out the hard way. Always in New Zealand. For several nights, he's seen a man standing outside of his window.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the house.
In the house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
And he told his parents that there was a man. It was a shadow man. And he had a light on his head.
A GoPro.
Yeah.
A Ghost Pro.
Yeah, the Ghost Pro. And the family assumed that he was having nightmares.
That's just like the family assuming that you're playing with your imaginary friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
Exactly. The boy's mother said, I thought obviously he had a bad dream. The boy woke her up at 5:30 in the morning with a gut-wrenching scream.
Oh my God.
And the family finally took their word for it. The son led them outside the house and they found footprints in the frost.
Oh.
And the gate wide open. A few extension cords and a toolbox appeared to have been gone through.
Oh, so there was a prowler.
Prompting the parents to acknowledge their son's boogeyman was no figment of his imagination. And so they shipped the child off to grandma's house the next night. And meanwhile, they got an app. I don't know if this is an advertisement for the app. I don't know. But they downloaded an app on their phone and put their phone in the garage window. And it senses motion and takes motion photos.
That's awesome.
And at around 4:40 a.m., the couple's email was flooded with photos of the monster man.
Oh, my God. So they actually, did they catch the guy?
Yep. It was the shock of a lifetime. They said, and the couple immediately called the police and arrested the man.
Oh, my God.
Which is being generous because it was a 15-year-old boy.
Oh, my.
Who had been stealing garden items from around the neighborhood.
To do what with them?
I don't know. But the boogeyman is now behind bars.
Good.
So if you have kids and they say there's a boogeyman, he's in jail. So don't worry about it.
Phew.
Thank goodness.
Oh, my God. That's frightening.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I just
banged my glass into the microphone. Sorry.
I heard something, but it wasn't as bad as you think it is. I
was having a toast with it.
Oh.
It didn't. I can't even get
it. But here's mine. There.
See, I can't even get it to clink now. There it goes.
All right.
All right. Scan BC.
Woohoo.
I found one earlier and I can't find it again, so I'm just going to tell you what it says. I can't remember the name of the town.
Okay. We'll make it up. Siri. It's Siri. It's always
Well,
Siri.
We'll do Siri in a
minute. Or Burnaby.
So here's the first one here. Let me read you this one. This one's good. Vancouver police responding to City Hall.
Okay.
They're going to their own work.
Yes, they're going. What?
After 45 marijuana protesters have stormed the mayor's office.
Oh.
Mayor's not in the building today.
Oh, good. Okay.
And the day off.
Right.
For the 4th of July. Wait, it's Canada. Never mind.
That's right. It is Canada. So then why wasn't he working at Lazy Bum? Oh, it's an American holiday.
Okay, here's the one. We'll say it's Surrey. Surrey. Surrey, police are responding to a male who is throwing feces on the street.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like the street.
His own feces?
He hates that street.
He must hate it if he's throwing shit at it. His own feces or somebody
His
else's?
Own.
Oh, wow.
Fly. Fly.
That's disgusting.
It's my babies. I'm setting them free. It's time for them to go out in the real world.
Oh, that's
I'm a mama bird, you know.
That's disgusting. I mean, even as a cop, I would just let the guy go and just walk away. I wouldn't respond to that call. That's disgusting.
Fly.
How do they apprehend him? I mean, his hands have got to be covered in poop. Oh, that's terrible. And then whose car do you put it in? You know, whose patrol car? That's when they call in the Royal Mounted Police.
RCMP.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear, I don't know if we did this story before. I think we might have. It sounds familiar. Or maybe it's just an epidemic up there.
Oh, could be.
A man masturbating in a park.
Oh, yeah, that just happens all the time in Canada. But then somebody chases him with a shovel
and
or a hockey
was
stick.
Was spotted by a woman who was sunbathing.
In
and
the park.
She chased him away.
Well, I wonder who he was masturbating to.
Exactly. Did you?
No.
You didn't, because you don't read Canadian news like I do. I just love Canadian news.
I know.
This was Toronto, so not near ScanBC, so it wouldn't be on here. But it was a big thing lately. There was, I think it was this past week, a bunch of trending tweets that was hashtag oops.
Okay.
The police helicopter was flying, doing circles over Toronto, and they had left the PA system on the helicopter.
Okay.
Where they
were
step out of the car, get out of there, on your hand, you know. But they flipped a switch, and as they're flying over a residential area of Toronto, the two people in the helicopter were talking about blowjobs.
Nice. Commentary. That's awesome. Two guys, I assume, right? Uh-huh. That's so rad.
They're flying over and they
did the you guy. Know that our sperm is 27 you miles can... an hour?
Did you know you can have multiples?
Multiples? You ever have multiples? Have you ever faked it before? When I'm sleepy. This morning I had to go, I got breakfast on the way to the barn, and it rained a little bit here, mm-hmm. and
which is rare,
right? But I love my new car so much that I try not to keep it dirty and spotty and everything, unlike my old car. So I pulled off after I got my food, and I pulled off into the parking lot, and I have a towel now so I can wipe down my car. It's how much I love my car. And I started wiping down my car, and then I looked around, and there was this creepy guy eating his Jack in the Box breakfast, watching me bending over this car, wiping it, and I had to move. I put my towel away and I drove to another parking lot where there was nobody watching me wipe down this car because of some creepy guy that was eating his croissant breakfast and watching a little blonde girl in pigtails dry her car off.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't work at Heinie's or Hooters, but he still enjoyed it. So
he still enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on Facebook right now because I want to post this picture that goes with the story.
Oh.
But Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Police on the scene at Oak Ridge Mall.
All right.
After a car got stranded on the stairwell in the parking garage.
How did it end up there? They have pictures, though. That's what you're trying to.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a picture up on our.
Oh my god, that's awesome! Was it a mini?
No, it was a Looks like a Honda Civic.
Oh my God. Yeah. How the hell did it?
Honda Civic.
My sister sent me pictures of a plane, because, you know, she lives right near the beach. And one of those planes that carries a banner had issues, and it had to drop the banner, and it ended up upside down on her beach.
The plane, not the banner.
The plane. No, the plane. The plane crashed, hit the beach, flipped upside down. It actually hit a boy that was there. How the parents didn't, like, grab the kids out of the way and keep them out of the way of this plane that you can tell is totally going to crash. I don't know, but yeah. Oh my God, that's so weird.
So that's going up here soon. It's
okay.
Taking a minute to load, but we'll get it up there. And then I just fucking closed it. God damn it. The other one was the multiple reports of from people saying that they see smoke. And it says underneath, police release statement, hashtag Vancouver is not on fire.
Vancouver is not on fire.
In case you were worried.
That's awesome. Okay, good to know.
Vancouver's not burning to the ground. So, anyway, that's how we
got. Wow. Fucking hey, is it against the law in Delaware to do fireworks?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it is here too. Yeah. And I guess some guy somewhere died instantly when he lit a firework off of his head. He was drunk at the time. Him and his buddies were drunk, of course.
Of course.
Him. A he.
Of course. He.
You guys do such stupid shit when you're drunk, really.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Don't you know?
Okay.
So you liked your movie?
I did.
I liked mine.
Yeah, I unfortunately have to see it again so I can get the 10 minutes in from the beginning, but I'll stay.
Love your picture you put on our thing about a beware of dog. The cat's shady as fuck also.
We're both cat owners.
Yes. Oh my.
Yes. Awesome. And we both have shady cats. You have a shady three-legged cat. He's a badass.
Shady fucking cats.
What did you name him?
Tigger. I didn't name him. The lady that.
Oh, that's too bad. Could have given him something cooler than that. Like
Tigger. Yeah, he's bouncy on his three fucking legs.
Oh, seriously? Okay, then that's why. Boing, boing, boing. Oh, well, that was fun.
Yeah, I'm posting that right now. So
okay,
go ahead and talk for a minute.
I don't want to. I'd rather go make dinner. I'm done talking to you now.
Well, that's just rude.
I know, isn't it? I'm ready to go to the park now. Thank you. Awesome. Oh yeah, and then I'll post the picture that my sister sent me of the upside down plane. Nobody died, so that's good. But it's a nice, exciting day for her. Never a dull moment in Carlsbad, San Diego area.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's been a while. Pretty.
Been a while.
Oh, he got it in. Oh, or then he stubbed it.
I stubbed it. There you go.
Nice.
It's up on it.
Nice. And my pizza guy didn't show up on Craigslist, so.
Damn it.
Damn
back
it.
Back to the drawing board, eh?
Right. Back to finding a boyfriend. Crap. So.
Hey, we finally lost at trivia. My awesome trivia team. Well, actually, we came in second place because we were shooting to tie everything. We were in second place going into the final question of the night. Dun, dun, dun. 2 points ahead of third place, 2 points behind second place. So we wagered 2 points hoping to tie it up and go for a tiebreaker and just make things sporting. But the third place team wagered a shit ton of points and got the question wrong. And so we stayed in second place and whatever. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there you go. Anyway, so go on our Facebook page. I just put a picture of a...
Yeah,
some type of Honda stuck in a stairwell.
That's pretty awesome.
It looks like they tried to drive it down the stairs, and it totally would have made it, but it got high-centered coming on to the first couple of steps.
I want to see the guys that climbed out of that car to do it. They just
left it there because there's no way in hell they were going to stick around.
But
pulled off of there.
Right. I don't even know how they would possibly get something out like that.
So anyway, it was a good weekend though.
Yeah,
I think so. A good week, good weekend. Got a little crazy at work this week. We're actually starting to do like real substantial work now, so it's getting crazy for me.
Woohoo!
But we'll get it done. Get her done.
Get her done.
That's right. All right, everybody. I'm done. You done?
I'm spent.
Me too, and I'm hot.
Yes.
So hot in here.
Yes, apparently you're hot.
No.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Aw, I miss Paris Hilton.
I don't.
Okay.
Not one bit.
Nice.
So what do you think? Should we wrap it up and
have a night? I think we should.
Do it!
Okay, God.
Do it!
Shia's
just
so...
do it!
You're so pushy.
I know. He's...
What if I don't want to just do it?
It's too late. You got to. He said
no,
so. So we got
to. I don't care. I don't want to listen to him.
Thanks, all everybody, right, for listening.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking through it again. Exactly. I don't know why you do, but apparently we have listeners. So awesome.
Somebody.
Yay.
Lost a bet and is listening.
No, that's right. So did I. And now I'm stuck doing this show.
Exactly.
I love you, Chad.
You felt sorry for me.
He's all alone in the Dick Cabeza show.
Yeah, just self-loathing. And
oh, it's terrible. All right, say goodnight, Gracie.
Yeah, let's pack it up.
Okay.
All right.
Adios.
Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy show. The Hot Girl and That Guy show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also, visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.